He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It's the Friday, February 26th edition of Best Stocks Now with your host, Bill Gunderson. I thought, you know, with the market being so volatile here recently, I better calm everybody's nerves here today on this getaway day for the week. We've got a much more stable market today. It is a split market, however. The Dow is down 250. I'm seeing weakness in the oil stocks today, which have been in rally mode recently. And I said, don't get too excited about that. I'm seeing some strength in the NASDAQ. However, it's volatile. It was just up. It was up 125 points at the open. Then just a few minutes ago, it was up 45 points. And right now, the NASDAQ is actually threatening. Well, it's up 20, okay? It's holding on. I would say that the NASDAQ has major support, technical support, in the 13,000 area. And we're just 100 points above that right now. S&P down 8, 38.21. Just 2 days off of a new all-time high, let's not forget. You got to put things in perspective, you know. Russell 2000 doing well. Small caps real well today. Maybe interest rates are dropping. We'll see here in a minute. 22.15 on the Russell 2K, up 15 points. Crude oil is backing off. 81 cents down to the downside, $62.72. I don't think that move in the oil stocks, like I said earlier this week, I don't think it's sustainable. Gold is just going nowhere. You know, gold doesn't really like rising interest rates either. Gold is down $30 per ounce today to $17.45. Silver's down 99 cents. Yeah, interest rates backing off a little bit. We're down to 1.48 after hitting 1.60 yesterday. So welcome to Best Stocks Now, the Friday edition with your host, Bill Gunderson. We have had quite the wild ride in the market this week. I would say this, okay, here's my summary of it. The opportunity that you had to speculate and make money in flying car stocks and hydrogen fuel cells and Bitcoin mining and this kind of thing, I would say that that little speculative bubble that was really starting to grow has popped. There's the big move in these speculative stocks probably coming to an end here as interest rates start to rise and multiples start to contract. And what's going to get hit the hardest at first? The upper echelon speculative high and IP, high growth stocks. And so now you've got to step very carefully. I wouldn't touch the speculative stocks unless you're just trading them day to day. And as it relates to the very high growth stocks, well, it all depends, okay? It really depends on valuation. The high PE stocks are going to be susceptible. But while there is opportunity disappearing in this portion of the market, there is opportunities arising in other areas of the market. That's the whole, you know, theme behind Best Stocks Now. No matter what the environment is, a rising interest rate environment, a lowering interest rate environment, a slowing economy, accelerating economy, you know, on and on and on, there's always going to be Best Stocks Now. It's a relative ranking system. And who knows, at some point in the future, we may see inverse S&P 500 at the top of the heap. We saw that back in the March of this year. So it's all relative. It just doesn't happen that all 6,000 in my database, almost 6,000 now, are all on sell signals. No, that just doesn't happen. I think back to the year 2008, I think it was. Yeah, 2008. There were actually some big winners in 2008. I remember Dollar Tree was up 66%. Well, you know, a lot of people losing their jobs. Getting your wardrobe at Nordstrom's, now you're at Dollar Tree getting your wardrobe. There was big moves in the pawn shops back in 08 and 09. Yeah, there's a lot of publicly traded pawn shops. There was a big move in gold back then, people trading in their jewelry for cash, the pawn shops collecting the profits there. There was big move in the deep discounters, the Walmarts of the world. So it's all relative. That's a major theme of today's show. In the second half of the show, I'm gonna do a whole half hour of a lightning round going through about 20 stocks in the news today. And try to give my comments not only on those individual stocks, but the sectors from which they come from. Because everybody's looking now for where is the money going. It's coming out of, the helium is coming out of the speculative balloon. And the helium is being filled up in other balloons around the market, and they're starting to rise. Sectors that benefit from a rising interest rate environment. Now, having said that, I don't see runaway inflation or massive increases in interest rates here, but we've had quite a jump. We went all the way to 1.6 yesterday. 1.6 was the high. You go back a year ago, we were at 0.4. Now you're up 120 basis points. I saw, who was it? It might have been Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley calling this a goat move. Now, I didn't know what that term meant. I'm glad that Seeking Alpha provided the explanation of what a goat move in the market is. Greatest of all time. They're saying that the move in interest rates ranks right up there with the greatest of all time. Well, that's pretty significant. That's something to take note of. It's changing the market drastically. And as I've been saying for the last several weeks, the 2021 market is not the 2020 market. It's completely rotating and shifting, and that's the beauty of the app. Keep your eye on those sector rankings. I'll be publishing those in my newsletter again today. I look at them every single day. There are sectors on the rise right now that have not been in favor for a heck of a long time. And, of course, when you do spot a sector that looks really interesting, you want to own the best stocks in the sector. The best stocks that make sense from a valuation point of view have 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years and are starting to get the wind at their back. It would be very difficult to go through 5,700 stocks every day, one by one. For me, it's a heck of a lot easier to narrow down that list. Narrow it down. Let's take a look at the top 300 ranked stocks today, which I'll be doing a little bit later. And by the way, we've seen a drop. We hit a high, I'm calling February the 8th, pretty much kind of the top of the euphoric move in the market. You know, every week in my newsletter, I kept emphasizing these speculative stocks continue to do well. And yes, I did take advantage of some of them. Why? Because they were the best stocks now. But now that is rotating quite a bit, and they're being shaken up by rising interest rates. I've seen my number of B-plus ranked stocks drop from 1,457, which was an all-time high. Can we call that a goat? Yeah, we can. Greatest of all time was 1,457 B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database. Today I have 960, so 500 have dropped off the list. Normal 400, 500 in there. We're still above normal. I think we still have a little bit of shaving to do on these speculative high-growth stocks. There's some really weak sectors in the market that I certainly would avoid right now. We'll talk about those in the second half of the show when I go through my lightning round. And as far as the A-plus momentum stocks, that number's come down from 1,305 to 727. So we've almost cut that momentum list in half. And what does that mean? That means the momentum is disappearing from the market. You have three major ingredients in a market. You have momentum, you have valuation, and you have the technical picture of the market. Valuation got very stretched, and it's still stretched. I don't know where we're at right now. I'm going to guess we're at about 22 times forward earnings. What's the long-term average? 16 to 18. So we may still have a little bit of contraction here to go, but other opportunities are really standing out like a sore thumb right now. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson. The NASDAQ is now down about 1,000 points from its high, and it just did go negative here. It's down 5 points right now. So you've got about a 7% correction so far in the high PE, high growth area. Now, the Dow, on the other hand, is not off its high by that much. Let's see, it's down about 500 points from its high, but at 30,000, that's like a 2% correction. So obviously the lower PE stocks and the sectors such as banks, financials, energy, railroads, etc., they're holding up a lot better right now than the high growth, cloud, the Bitcoin mining stocks, the electric vehicle stocks, etc. That's where most of the damage is being done. And the other thing that's important to remember here, even though the multiple is contracting on the market right now, the earnings are not contracting at all. In fact, since the beginning of this quarter, earnings estimates have gone higher as companies have reported, and we're now almost at the end of this earnings season. I'm going to grade this earnings season an A, and I do that because a high percentage, more than normal, beat their earnings estimates, somewhere around 80%. A big percentage of companies beat their sales estimates, somewhere around 75% of the companies that have reported. And the other one that really popped out to me was the profit margins. You know, they suffered a lot during COVID. Now we're back up to a very healthy over 10%, right around 10.8, somewhere in there. That's a very healthy profit margin. So there's three parts of that equation to determine value. It's the earnings times a multiple equals the valuation, okay? Well, the multiples come in a little bit here as earnings, as interest rates have gone up 120 basis points, and we've had this sudden jolt here in the last few weeks. They're probably going to moderate here somewhere in the 1.5 area. That will bring some stability to the market. And the earnings picture has actually gotten better for both this year and next year. So it's not as bad as it looks, even though there's been a few scary days. It's that upper echelon PE speculative area of the market that is the dangerous one right now. NASDAQ yesterday posted its biggest loss in 4 months. The NASDAQ yesterday was down 3.5%. I was looking at those ARK, her Kathy Woods ARK, her flagship fund. It was down about 6.4%. So when the NASDAQ goes down, it goes down even a lot more than the NASDAQ because she is in. She's pretty much heavily weighted in that high growth, high PE, which is going to be very volatile. from time to time. Yesterday it was the defensive stocks that did the best, okay? Warren Buffett will be writing his annual letter. It'll be interesting to see what he says. Okay, last year's letter at this time, which is right about the time COVID was hitting, he said last year that prices were sky high and he couldn't find any new major buys. Well, now here we are, 2021. It'll be interesting to see what he's got to say about the evaluation of the market. I'm going to just make a pretty good educated guess. He's going to find this year's market even more expensive, even up to a ridiculous level, you know, pushing up against 23 times forward earnings. That was the high. That's about where we peaked, and now we're starting to come back in. We have not come back in enough yet, though. I think we're now at about 22 times forward earnings. But the earnings picture looks good, and it has actually improved during this quarter. So I wouldn't be chasing flying car stocks or electric scooter stocks. I wouldn't be chasing bond funds here. They look pretty bad. But as I've said, there's a lot of other areas of the market that don't look nearly as bad. Now, not only are interest rates rising here in the U.S., they're rising around the globe. And I've noticed a sell-off in the emerging markets right along with us. Yesterday, China down 2.2%, Hong Kong down 2.8%, Australia down 2.4%. So you've got this anticipation globally now that interest rates are going to keep drifting higher no matter what the Fed does. They haven't hiked rates. It's the market that's taking rates higher in anticipation of higher rates down the road and in anticipation of price inflation. Okay, let's see. What are we? Okay, now let's talk about some good areas of the market. DraftKings. DraftKings reported earnings yesterday. You know, one state after another is legalizing sports betting. Now, I remember the day I grew up, lived all my life in San Diego. And, you know, from time to time, my father would want to maybe put a bet down on the Super Bowl. Or you had to drive to Tijuana back in those days. Tijuana had sports books where you could go bet. You could bet on any racetrack in the country. Now, these were books. These were foreign. It's called a foreign book. This was not like a pari mutuel where you're wagering against one another. You're betting and the house is taking the bet and making quite a nice profit on their side of the aisle, I'm sure. But anyways, now you've got it. I could probably gamble on all kinds of things sitting right here with my iPhone if I want. Why not? I gamble on stocks. No, I don't. I invest in companies. But DraftKings operates an online sports platform that enables users to play fantasy games and win cash prizes. Now, one state after another has legalized gaming. The fight now is in Florida, and it just seems it's a matter of time before Florida will do it. Well, this is a boon for companies like Penn, like DraftKings. There's another one that went public yesterday. SCR is the symbol. That's Score Media. That stock was up like 70% yesterday. It had a huge move. It's coming back a little bit today. But this whole fantasy sports, gambling online, Robinhood. Now, there's gamble. That's, in fact, Charlie Munger, who's 97 years old. He's Buffett's protege, right? He said yesterday he was knocking Robinhood because they attract these kids and millennials and encourage them to gamble. And Robinhood shot back that he's just a crazy old coot or something like that, you know. But I am seeing a lot of speculation and gambling going on. What do you call GameStop? Is that investing? This is Bill Gutterson. We'll talk about some more good areas of the market when we come back. back here to the second half of Best Stocks Now with your host, Bill Gunderson. Well, the market has gotten a little worse since we started. The Dow is now down 432. It's at 30,966, so it's about 600 points from its all-time high, which is about a 2% correction so far in the Dow. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, which has also now turned negative, down about 65 points. It is closing in on the 13,000 level after hitting 14,000. So the NASDAQ has corrected by about 7% around in there. And it looks to me like there's very, very, very good support technically on the NASDAQ at 13,000. And it is a market of stocks. It's also a market of sectors. Some sectors are getting hit a lot harder than others. I would say one of the worst-looking sectors in the entire market is the EV, electric car market. When just several weeks ago, you couldn't buy those stocks fast enough. Even the second tier, the third tier ones, the Workhorse, Fisker, Li Auto down the line, Chinese electric vehicle stocks, scooter stocks, flying cars, EHang was a red hot stock, EH. Now I would just say that Tesla by far is the leader of the pack here, and it's definitely leading the whole sector downwards again today. Tesla's down $16 per share, 2.5%. Tesla has fallen from 900 down to 665. Let's do the math on that and see how much more it has sold off than the rest of the NASDAQ. That translates into a drop of 26%. You are now in the midst of a 26%. You see how there's different tiers of the market right now? Tesla, even at today's price, has a 306 P.E. ratio. So when that multiple starts to contract, the market multiple, of course it spreads out to individual stocks too. The ones that are going to correct the most are the ones with the highest P.E. ratios. And I would say Tesla at 306 definitely fits within that group. Well, Tesla's got support at 600. It's at 667 right now. And if it doesn't hold 600, it has really good support at 500. In fact, I could find some interest in Tesla if it were to get below 500 once again. That's where its 200-day moving average is. But Tesla has now in the midst of a 26% correction, while the NASDAQ is in the midst of a 7% correction, and while the Dow is in the midst of just a 2% correction. You see the different tiers, the different levels here, and that money that's leaving these high PE stocks, it's definitely flowing into areas of the market with lower PEs. And you say, well, like what? Give me some example. Well, we're going to get some examples here in a bit. Another big thing that's going to take place today, I believe they're voting on the stimulus package today without the rate hike, without the minimum wage hike. They have to take that out. But they will be voting, I believe, on the $1.9 trillion stimulus package today. Well, now at your local Walgreens, you can pick up a saliva test. Do it yourself at home to see whether or not you have COVID-19. That's coming out from a company by the name of Codex, CODX. Stock really not moving much on that news. In fact, it's down a little bit. Walgreens is really not moving that much on the news. But having said that, that is kind of nice. Now, there is a saliva test that will tell whether or not you have COVID. Let's see, what else do we have here? Plug Power is going to build a $290 million green hydrogen plant in New York. Now, Plug was one of the hottest stocks in the entire market there. I made some money in Plug, some good money in Plug. After, you know, Joe Biden was elected, the green stocks took off. They're settling down quite a bit now. In fact, Plug Power has gone from 75. That thing got clear up to 75. And now it's back to 46. Would I be a buyer here? No, this is the upper echelon of that risk stratosphere, and this is the one that's being impacted the most by these interest rates. From a technical point of view, it looks like a possible trade. But so here's the fourth tier, okay? The fourth tier of the market is you get into Tesla's the third tier. The top tier is the Dow and low PE stocks. They're off 2%. Then you get down into your average NASDAQ stock, off about 7%. Then you get into the really high PE stocks like Tesla, down 27%. Now let's go another tier. This is a company that has no prospects for earnings anywhere in the near future. Fuel cells, it has now corrected by 39%. So you see how this whole thing is working? The higher the risk, the higher the speculation, the more the sell-off right now. And I don't think the sell-off in these high falutin stocks is over yet. The Chinese electric vehicle stocks also selling off. I did some trimming yesterday there. Even though we've written some articles about these stocks recently, I have a line in the sand on stocks that I own. I haven't done a lot of selling. I think I sold maybe about five or six this past week, including a couple of the Chinese electric vehicle stocks. That's another group. Okay, at least Tesla's got earnings right now. But the Chinese stocks, electric vehicle stocks, which I'm very bullish on over the long haul, as the world continues to go green. Even red countries are going green, like China, right? But for now, they're just out there in space with no earnings yet, which reminds me, the space stocks, that's another area. You know, people were buying these Virgin Galactic and rockets to the moon and stuff like that. That move is over, okay? I'm just here to tell you, you can play the bounces in it, and you can play the technicals when it bounces off the 50-day moving averages or oversold conditions or things like this. But all in all, that's not where the best stocks now are residing at the current time. All right, let's take a look here. Some more SPACs coming to market today. That's another area of the market I would be very, very careful with, these new SPACs. These new IPOs, the Bitcoin. How's Bitcoin? I haven't checked in on Bitcoin today yet. GBTC, that's an ETF. That's an ugly chart. That's not a pretty chart on Bitcoin either right now. So you can see the speculative stuff. The air is coming out of the tires quite rapidly here. Nikola, there's another speculative one. They reported earnings, or they don't even have a product yet. That's an ugly chart. That's an ugly chart. Electric vehicles. You know, and here's the thing. That was one of the hottest ETFs going. DRIV was an ETF that people couldn't get enough of. And when people put money into these ETFs, the fund managers have to go out and buy even the most speculative electric vehicle stocks because they own several in their portfolio. And that drives these stocks higher. That's called demand. And the supply of these stocks is pretty low. So the demand for these stocks was driving them higher. Forget valuation. Now all of a sudden the demand for these stocks has cooled off quite a bit. And I got to believe that these exchange-traded funds in these highfalutin areas of the market, like Cathie Wood, like the electric vehicles, etc., they're starting to get redemptions. They're starting to get people saying, you know, I just want out of that ETF right now with these rising interest rates, and it's hurting these very extended stocks out here. I think, and then they've got to sell the stocks underneath that, okay? Beyond Meat, All right, there's another one. I don't know that I'd touch Beyond Meat here, but they did get good news. They will be the supplier to McDonald's, not only McDonald's, but to Yum, Kentucky Fried Plant Material. I don't know what they'll call it. That's not a very good name. That won't sell much unless they put some Cajun sauce on there or something. But anyway, BYND gets the McDonald's contract to develop McPlant Burger. I can't wait to taste it. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now with your host, Bill Gunderson, on this Friday. Pass the Dramamine, please. I'm getting seasick. The NASDAQ's now up 65 points. It was just down 95 points. It's a crazy market. It's all going to settle out. I think next week will be a lot more settled than this week has been. This week had a shock to the system, a big shock to the system. We've had interest rates go up about 20 basis points. You know, normally interest rates don't move much. From week to week, you might get a 1, 2, 3 basis point move, right? 1/100th of a percent. But now you're getting moves in the 15 to 20% range, 15 to 20 basis point range in a week. That's a lot. And it's going in the direction of up. You've gone from 1.4 now, or from 0.4 to 1.6 yesterday. That's 120 basis points. That's a lot. And most of that has occurred here within the last several months. So definitely a shock to the system that's contracted the multiples somewhat. Earnings, on the other hand, have gone the other way. The earnings forecasts for next year have actually gone up, and for 2022. 2022 is at about $200 per share, but you're seeing a contraction here in the multiple, but you're seeing an expansion in the earnings. So they're kind of offsetting each other. Right now, that decrease in the multiple is hitting the higher echelon risk companies without earnings. Biotechs, bad place to be. Genomics stocks, bad place to be right now. I looked at her, Kathy Wood, her ARK, ARKG. She has too, which is the genomic revolution. That thing's breaking down below its 50-day moving average right now. So, you know, those stocks, we don't know if CRISPR, we don't know if Editas Medicine, we don't know if these companies that are changing genes in a chest tube and then putting back in your body, we don't know if they'll even have a product. But these stocks have been gobbled up by people chasing them because of the huge potential that they may or may not have down the road. Well, anyways, I think you get the message. It's the extreme areas of the market that are getting hit right now, and the money is moving to, well, we saw a big move here to Deere, okay, a stock like Deere, a stock like Caterpillar. Companies like Freeport-McMoRan and more basic units of life, grains, food, things like that. Lower PE, a little more stable. That's where the money is going. Now, it's been going to the oil stocks. I'm not a believer there. I think I've said that enough. There has been a nice run in the energy patch and the oil stocks, but I'm not seeing that as being sustainable. I don't see growth ahead for the energy stocks. Sustainable 15-20% growth, I don't see that. The banking stocks, they're benefiting from the rising interest rates. However, they're slow growth companies. And when you plug in multiples on that slow growth, those companies have come a long ways in a short period of time. and I don't see much value. The financials, there's still some value within the financial stocks. That's a much broader, the money managers, asset managers, etc. There's some of those that still look quite attractive. I'm going to feature a stock that actually is doing quite well for us here today. It goes along with that move. You know, earlier in the week, we had a pretty good performer in Upwork. And Upwork is a place where you put your services on that site, and then people are looking for services, shop on that site, and they try to pair you up, or you pair yourself up with who you think would be best to accomplish the task that you have at hand. Well, that's a similar story, only Etsy sells products instead of services. Etsy's been really good to us. A lot of people working from home, not being able to get out of the house. Well, Etsy has been in the right place at the right time for that. And Etsy reported a quarter here today. Check this out. This is phenomenal. Their sales were up 129%. Their earnings were up 332%. Now, those are Gunderson types of numbers there, all right? The stock is up 10.5% today. We own Etsy in both, we own it in our ultra growth portfolios because, it's grown to a $27 billion company. I suppose you could make an argument to put this in a large cap growth portfolio. Over the last 5 years, you know, Etsy really didn't do much until COVID came along. Etsy was there in that $30 to $50 range for the longest of time. Etsy has been a major, COVID has been a major advantage and, stimulating the stock to just take off. Catalyst is the word I'm looking for. Etsy has just blown up. In fact, now, if you look at the last 5 years, the growth averages out to 83% per year, which puts it up there with the best of the best. Now you say, well, what about the P.E., Gunderson? Well, the forward the P.E. ratio right now is 75, but you've got an 83% grower, okay? So it can afford a little higher P.E., and it's not up there in that 350 range that a Tesla is trading at. And when you look at these last three quarters, earnings up 436%, earnings up 483%, earnings up 332%. No wonder it's a best stock now. So you just got to look under a heck of a lot more rocks today. I can't wait to get started. When I get done with this show, I've got 1,215 charts to look at, and that includes the stocks we own here at Gunderson Capital. That includes all the A-plus momentum stocks, and that includes all of the B-plus or better overall grades. Hopefully we'll find a few here today. Maybe we'll do a little bit of buying, nibbling on this pullback here in the market, but I will not be going back into these highfalutin fuel cell flying cars. These things. There goes a flying car. No, it's a kite. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. If you'd like to get in touch with us, things are changing. Things are happening very rapidly right now in the market. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. The newsletter will go out tomorrow. It's a packed newsletter this week. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.